Jace, career high. And yes, you had sir. Made two threes coming in tonight. Did you start feeling it early or something, or what was going on?
I just feel like players and coaches have been telling me to shoot the ball when I'm open, and it's going to fall eventually. You know, freshman year is hard, but I'm just happy to have the confidence of them and keep telling me to shoot.
So we always tell a guy, hey, you know what, you're going to earn your minutes with defense, and then the offense is going to come. And sometimes that's a nice way of saying, hey, you know what, you're still contributing even though the stat line doesn't show it. Mm-hmm. Siv, you guys are good examples of guys who do so many other things that don't show up in the stat sheet. Mm-hmm. Is it nice to fill up that number now that, especially on a night where the entire bench had 36 points?
Yes, sir, for sure. Like you said, you know, it starts on the defensive end, and then you just kind of let the offense come to you. And then Coach Murphy was calling a lot of good plays, and it was just, I was just able to get the shots and let it go.
36 points off the bench tonight. You outscore them by 20, and then, ironically enough, that's the margin. That's what you guys are supposed to do, right? Come in, give a lift, and if there's a lead, extend it. And if there's not a lead, try to get one back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's a really good ball team. Obviously, I think we got a little lucky in the first half on the defensive end, just letting them get rhythm shots, and they were missing. But I feel like in the second half we really locked in and really just honed in on the players, and we frustrated them. We frustrated them a lot.
All right, Tom, should we let them in on the real reason we brought them out here? All right, now, Wofford fans may not know this. Chase has been dealing with this probably most of your life.
Yes,
but
sir.
Many of you know that Chase's dad is an NFL referee, which is just one of the coolest things ever. I know you and Tom have talked about it a lot. But tomorrow, your dad has my team, the mm-hmm. New England Patriots, Tom's team, also the New England Patriots,
yes,
against
sir.
The Buffalo Bills. And at first I was like, oh, man, it's going to be cold. And it's like, wait a minute. That's an important game for the
it
Patriots.
Is.
How often do you hear get your friends joke around and, hey, tell your dad to keep it fair? Because I know it's a very serious thing. Mm-hmm. Officiating, he takes it very seriously.
Oh, yeah.
But everybody probably has a lot of fun with you on that as well.
Yes, sir, especially with the whole fantasy team. You know, all my friends are in fantasy leagues, and you know, they're, you know, helping. They're like, help me out. You know, I got Stephon Diggs playing or something. So it's pretty fun. It's funny because it's just, you know how it is. It's just people always
talking. We were going to send your dad like a hostage letter with duct tape over your mouth and said, keep it fair
yeah.
tomorrow. But
yes,
Tom talked me out of it. So.
But how cool he gets to be in Buffalo tomorrow, which will be a very emotional game.
Yes, sure. Most definitely. You know, I got off the phone with him last night, and I was just like, what are your thoughts going into it? And obviously, you know, he got there yesterday, and he was just like, you know, I think this is the first game. Obviously, this is the first time it's ever happened where something like this has happened, and you know, in a long time. You know, I think he's just thankful to just be out there, and just it just looks at that was just a football play. You know, it's just
yep.
super
sure.
thankful that it hasn't happened in the past. So.
Well, we appreciate your time.
Great game.
Great to watch. You get rewarded for all your efforts, and let's go get them on Wednesday down in Alabama.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, Chase Martin joining us post-game after a great line.